You are Adam May, National Director of Development for Christian Nightlife Initiatives.
That's what.
Which, amongst other things, are having a discussion on the alternative vote referendum. But let's start by Christian Nightlife Initiatives. So, really, what are they?
Christian Nightlife Initiatives was an organisation that was founded in 2008, basically arising out of the fact that we had 25 street angel projects and not really knowing what to do with them. And, as it were, the movement has grown since 08, and now there are 100 projects, and I have been the National Director of Development since the 1st of January.
So it's far more than just an opportunity to discuss sort of political or relevant subjects for local communities.
Indeed so. I mean, Christian Nightlife Initiative is focused upon trying to raise the awareness of work that's done by Christians in the nighttime economy week upon week, but also as part of that role, and it's not it's not exclusive, but about trying to raise the profile of what Christians are doing generally, and the AV referendum debate that takes place on Wednesday is one such opportunity.
So when you talk about the nightlife economy, what do you mean by that?
The nighttime economy is the buzz term for the work that goes on by the Association of Town Centre Managers that classifies work done between 5 o'clock on an evening and 6 o'clock on a following morning.
So pubs and clubs and entertainment industry, that sort of thing.
But it's more than that, I would suggest. It's looking at things like night shopping, lap dancing, chaplaincy, working with the homeless. So it's not just focused upon going out into the pubs and clubs and mopping up sick.
I've got to ask you, though, you said it there, lap dancing, chaplaincy. Really?
Indeed. It's quite interesting that because I've come into post, I'm kind of doing an audit at the moment at looking at the work that's going on around the UK, and it's there are a growing number of lap dancing chaplains that exist. I mean, there is one in Watford, and I'm aware of one that's also happening in Reading as well.
It seems like an unlikely area for chaplaincy, but then I suppose it's as important an area as any other.
Indeed so. I mean, one of the things that's interesting is about looking at the diversity of projects that exist. I mean, it's not just, you know, your bog standard stuff. There are some really quite creative things going on in the nighttime economy that Christians are doing. And it's interesting that Christians are taking a lead. You know, one of the images I think that people have of Christians is that we can be quite prudish sometimes and move away and, you know, just stick to the things that we are familiar with. But, you know, we're moving on to move things to very creative, such as the things that I've just mentioned.
Yeah, absolutely right. And it is very important. And if we're going to engage with society, we need to engage in society's, all the different elements of society's needs. So tell us about the discussion then that you're leading. It is to prepare us for the vote on May the 5th.
Indeed so. And one of the things that the Charities Parliament has been doing under the banner of FaithWorks has been for quite a long time, kind of getting people around the UK talking about politics, because traditionally, you know, the phrase Christians don't do politics. Well, you know, what we're up to on Wednesday is flying in the face of that. We're trying to get people talking about the alternative vote referendum and saying that Christians actually should have a voice on this subject.
And what sort of questions are you going to be debating?
Well, basically, what the event's doing in Halifax on Wednesday evening is Dave Gilpin will be the chair of a debate, just looking at, you know, why is the alternative vote needed, and why is it not needed on some, you know, in some quarters. You know, I was picking up on a blog that somebody had said that Jesus himself is unlikely to win a debate under AV, so why should we bother having it? Well, and there's other people at the opposite end of the extreme who are saying, you know, we need to change it, but, you know, recognising that Christians of goodwill are bound to disagree on the subject,
yes.
Nevertheless trying to pick up some of these kind of controversial issues.
Who have you got taking part?
On Halifax panel on Wednesday evening, we have, as I said, Dave Gilpin is our chair. Linda Reardon, the MP for Halifax, will be coming on and talking about how she's vehemently against it. Bishop Colin Buchanan, who is the president of the Electoral Reform Society, is going to come out and speak on why we need to change the voting system. And then we're delighted to welcome Jonathan Draper, who is the canon theologian at York Minster, who will be sharing something about why Christians need to engage in the subject at all. Although I, you know, talk about the things that's going on in Halifax, there are other events taking place across the country as well. There's an event taking place on Friday in Brighton picking up similar issues, and the chair there is the Reverend Canon Dr. Gavin Ashenden, who is the one title chaplain to the Queen. But if you are in London on the 3rd of May, which is kind of bringing the whole thing to a close, there is Gavin Shuker, the Labour MP for Luton coming, and also Baroness Una King sharing in the London debate on the 3rd of May.
I suppose that we've become accustomed to the idea of churches and Christians gathering together and asking questions. Indeed, many of the pre-electoral hustings at the last general election were held in churches and organised by church communities. But here it seems to be that you're encouraging Christians to come forward with opinion, even if they disagree with other Christians.
Indeed. I mean, one of the exciting things about a statement that was produced by the Church of England on this subject was recognising that faithful Christians are bound to disagree. But where do we provide a vehicle and a forum for people to disagree and to talk? I think this is what we're in these series of debates that are taking place, enabling people to do.
Now, obviously, people who are local to the debates can come along to them. But what about for those of us who can't get along? Is there any way that we'll be able to access the discussion and the points that are raised?
Indeed, I'll give you the details of the three biggies again. There is a debate taking place in Halifax on Wednesday evening at 7:30 till 9 o'clock at the King's Centre in Halifax. The Brighton event takes place on Friday evening at 6:30 till 8:30 at Gloucester Place Baptist Church in Brighton. The London event is taking place at King's College London on the 3rd of May, and the time for that has yet to be agreed. But if you go onto the FaithWorks website, www.faithworks.info/debatingdemocracy, you'll find a list of resources that churches can use to have these conversations in their own area, and also to find out which other less high-profile events, but nevertheless important events, taking place in localities.
So give us that website again.
That's www.faithworks.info/debatingdemocracy, and you can find us on Twitter as well.
Adam, lovely to speak to you. Trust it will go well on Wednesday. And you're absolutely right. It's important that we should be discussing these things and engaging with the communities around us, and also making sure we understand properly ourselves before we put our X, or indeed our number, in the appropriate box. Adam May from the Christian Nightlife Initiatives, thanks for joining us.
Thank you very much indeed.